Today's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Bill Robertson, Manager of Cotton Agronomy, Soils, and Physiology at the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One thing that's different this year, every year we go to San Antonio, they drain the Riverwalk area. There's going to be water in the Riverwalk area this year. So we want people to come down and plan to have a good time. December 17th is the last day discounted rooms will be offered by the Marriott River Center and Riverwalk Hotels. That's where our headquarters hotel will be. And the dates for that conference will be January 7th through 10th. Conferences will open on Monday afternoon of the 7th with a consultants conference. Dr. Jim Berdowski with the Texas AgriLife Extension and Research in Plainview will discuss issues his group has been involved in both drip and pivot irrigation. Following that, Dr. Jeff Gore with Mississippi State University in Stoneville will be given a summary from performance surveys from entomologists that report their findings all across the Cotton Belt. Weed scientists from the Mid-South and Southeast will share practices that may be described as a second generation of weed resistance management, and these practices are an important part of an integrated pest management program.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
These include Dr. John Nielsen Gammon. He's with the A&M University System. He's the Texas State climatologist. He'll provide his thoughts related to past and current weather patterns and really what to expect for the 2013 growing season. Dr. Galen Morgan's with Texas AgriLife Extension, and he's the State Extension Cotton Specialist, and he'll provide an overview of the 2012 growing season across the entire belt. Dr. Paul Ballman is the State Extension Weed Scientist for Texas AgriLife Extension, and he's going to provide an overview of the herbicide resistance issues in Texas. Now, in addition to those three, John McGuire with the National Cotton Council, he's a senior vice president in Washington, D.C., and will provide a Washington update. And following him, Joe Nicosia with Allenburg Cotton Company will end the general session with a 2013 market outlook.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The variety workshops will include new varieties as discussed in new developments from industry session. Those will be basically the seed companies introducing their varieties. Variety testing will also be discussed in the Extension Cotton Specialist workshop. I think a really popular workshop that we're hosting will be one on conventional cotton, Back to the Future workshop. They'll have breeders, weed scientists, entomologists, agronomists, and economists discussing the use of conventional cotton varieties today.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
That should be a very interesting and a very timely workshop. Other topics that are going to be included in that area include a look at the tolerance of the varieties that are on the market today to dicamba and glufosinate, and those will occur during the Extension Cotton Specialist workshop. And finally, a fertility workshop will include a really good discussion on various fertilizer stabilizers, and a sensor-based fertility discussion will also occur in the Precision Ag workshop. There's also going to be a practical and profitable practices for Precision Ag workshop that's going to be, should be really of interest to folks that are looking at Precision Ag or that are already in Precision Ag and looking to improve. Finally, a workshop that's dealing with social media is going to look at ways to more effectively use social media in your business.